This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The coronavirus relief package Congress is on the verge of passing includes $350 billion in state and local aid. The issue has been a partisan lightning rod, falling by the wayside as past coronavirus relief bills have been negotiated. Not this time, though, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Many Republican lawmakers in Congress refer to additional state and local aid as a blue state bailout, a reward for places that haven't budgeted wisely. But even in many red areas, county and city leaders are calling for additional aid.
I think it's important to understand that every community has been impacted very differently.
That's Greg Caton, Grand Junction City Manager. The city fared well, he says. They reduced expenditures, didn't fill jobs, all while trying to provide necessary services from public health to law enforcement. He understands the reluctance by some in Congress to provide additional funds.
But I do think there's an opportunity now that we're 10 plus months into this to understand, truly understand the impacts at the local level and help support relief and recovery in those areas.
When Republicans in Congress argue against additional money for local governments, they talk about the deficit or that all the money from CARES still hasn't been spent. Ronnie Wisdom, comptroller for Alamosa County in the San Luis Valley, shares many of these concerns, especially the size of the national debt. It boils down to having the resources to address vulnerabilities that come with a long-term pandemic. She says they can put the additional funds to good use, on things you might expect, helping businesses and vulnerable residents, and things you might not, like keeping the Alamosa Airport viable or expanding rural broadband for students and remote workers.
And for a long time, that always felt like it was kind of a nice-to-have thing, but it's not. It's critical.
And San Miguel County Commissioner Hillary Cooper adds, local governments get a daily dose of accountability.
It's not like we're out there spending taxpayer money frivolously because we are directly accountable. We see our taxpayers on the street every day.
She says that's why when local leaders say they need help, they mean it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.